expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com. Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
This is yours truly, Barbara from Harlem, and BB Diamond. And we are in Quincy, Massachusetts, and unfortunately, you won't be able to call in because, as I said, we were in Quincy, Massachusetts, where we just left a wonderful meeting of the Full Gospel Businessmen and in Weymouth, Massachusetts, and it was a delightful, delightful, delightful guest. What do you got to say about it, Ms. Diamond?
Yes, we were in Weymouth, Massachusetts.
Yes.
At the Venetian restaurant. The breakfast was absolutely delicious. It's a Full Gospel Men's breakfast, as Barbara had just stated. And they're growing. I think the last breakfast they had about 22 people. This breakfast they had 40. And we absolutely sold out of all the books. We're very happy with that. And we thank Don Rossi and his wife Jackie, who put together this event, who brought us up here. We greatly appreciate it.
Yes, it was a thrill of a lifetime. I mean, we've just been having some wonderful encounters with wonderful people. You know, when you're on the same page with people, when you love your country, you love law and order, and you love the founding of this country on Judeo-Christian ethics, values, and principles, then you can have a wonderful meeting even with total strangers. You don't feel like strangers because you're all in it together to keep America getting greater and greater every day. We want a great nation, and we want to have morals, and we want to protect our baby, and we must be united to do those things that are worthy of doing.
Barbara, I mean, the crowd received you so well. Christians gathered at this restaurant. Today is the day before Easter. We will be celebrating Resurrection Sunday tomorrow. Tell us some of the stuff that you said. I mean, you were so well received between your speech and the Q&A session. It went like 40, 45 minutes. It was a huge chunk of time. Can you just give a synopsis, Barbara?
Well, I tried to let them remind those that were there about the history of this country. We had the Black Robe Regiment, which were clergy who were also patriots. And one I talked about was Peter Mulligan,
Mullenberg,
I'm sorry. Yes. And he was phenomenal. He preached a sermon from Ecclesiastes 3. And then when he was finished, he pulled down his robe, and under his robe was a military uniform. Well, that particular Sunday, which I forgot to tell the crowd, he wanted to know who was going to join him. And 300 men from the congregation joined in with him. His whole family was involved in the military. His father, his brother. His brother didn't agree with him at first, but then came around. And, you know, America was worth fighting for, even from the pulpit. Our pulpit was thundering the truth about God and about his mercy. Now we have let the secular humanists push the gospel out of the church and replace it with feel good, clap your hands and stomp your feet and live any kind of way, but make sure you go out there and don't examine the people you're voting for. If they have a D, you just pull the lever and vote for them, which is destroying our republic. But we will not let it happen.
Absolutely, Barbara. And this was in 1776.
That is correct.
During the American Revolution with Pastor Mullenberg. The
yes.
speech was just absolutely well received. One of the things we zeroed in on, and as we've spoken to you, our listening audience, is about Margaret Sanger,
yes,
the founder of Planned Parenthood, and now it has disproportionately and negatively impacted the black community. Barbara, tell us a little bit about this. You've been on this for years, and I want to go into a little bit about the law that was recently passed in Ohio.
Well, I found something that I thought was very interesting. In 1914, Margaret Sanger, who was determined to eliminate blacks because she thought they were weeds, she started a paper called The Women's Rebel. And the slogan of The Women's Rebel was, "No gods, no masters." And you see, the people who are following in this pattern of child murder don't believe in God. And don't believe that anyone should be the master but them. They should master and control other people's lives, and they'll do anything to keep those masses voting for them. But I pray to God that more will awaken. You know, that's why they even want open borders. This way they can have another herd of followers that they promise them freebies, give them freebies at the expense of taxpayers. And then they make them obligated to vote for them to keep them in power. I mean, it's outrageous. And I reminded our audience how Hillary Clinton said that she admired the tenacity of Margaret Sanger. Well, tell me, how can you admire the tenacity of someone who wanted to eliminate blacks, thought they were weeds, met with Adolf Hitler, met with the KKK, but yet and still, when you run for office, to get the black vote, you get up, they ain't even trying to imitate black talk from the South. I mean, that is so outrageous. That is so horrible. But Margaret Sanger, with no gods and no masters. And, you know, Margaret Sanger herself, she was an atheist, but also her father was an atheist. So the Cuomos and the governor down there in Virginia, and and Miss Diamond is going to tell you about what's going on in Ohio. They don't believe in God. Mm. Although this country was founded on Judea, we sing glory, glory, hallelujah, how God shed his grace on this country, on our dollars and our legal tender. It says, in God we trust. But that's what the secular humanists hate. Our trust in God, our belief in God, and they want it eradicated.
Absolutely. Before I go into Ohio, you mentioned something very important, why the black population stays around 13%, and it has not grown, as far as I know, since the last census or last couple of censuses. The census is taken every 10 years. A lot of it has to do with abortion and black-on-black killing.
Yes.
In New York City, more babies are aborted than are born alive.
That's true.
So if black lives really mattered, we would be protesting at these Planned Parenthood clinics. We would also be talking and doing something about black-on-black crime, because that's one of the reasons why the black population in the United States still hovers around 13%.
Yes, it's self-genocide. We're killing ourselves. And then nationwide, from what I understand, blacks are about 36% of those who get abortions.
Wow.
And I can't remember the number or whatever, but I think it was about 300 people that the KKK, when they were active, lynched.
Mm-hmm.
We've tripled, double, quadrupled that number.
Wow.
In our black-on-black crime and in the killing of the babies. Because I don't care how you want to slice it. You can call it pro-choice. You can call it this. Just trying to dress up the fact that you're murdering a human. That is child murder. What's going on. And Cuomo and them, I'm going to say it, and no one has to agree with me. They want black people to eliminate themselves. That's why you can even decide whether or not after a child is born, whether to kill it or not. When have we gotten so bad? Well, we have gotten so bad that we're playing God. And please tell them about what you...
Right. Well, in Ohio, they recently passed the law where if you detect that the doctor detects a heartbeat of the baby, the unborn child, an abortion cannot be performed. Well, there was a Democrat, I don't have her name, it was a female Democrat. Her name escapes me now. But she put forth an amendment to that bill to exempt African-American women. So in other words, all other babies, once the heartbeat has been detected, would have been protected except black children. That Democrat proposed an amendment to allow black women to continue to have abortions even after the heartbeat has been detected. She did not propose this for Asian babies, Hispanic, white, Polynesian babies. No, just black people. So only black babies, theoretically, if this had passed, would have been aborted in Ohio. And I think, to me, that is the highest form of racism outside of the KKK and the lynching of black people. They don't have to lynch us anymore in hoods. They're killing us in the abortion clinics. This is a self-imposed genocide because they're not forcing us to go into the abortion clinic. We're going there ourselves. And this is something we need more black pastors and ministers to have the guts to stand up and talk about how we're imposing a genocide on ourselves. Look, the KKK, the Nazis, the whatever, they can go on for permanent vacation because we black, we're killing ourselves. And the Democratic Party happens to be promoting that. That's all there is to it. They are promoting the genocide of black people without coming out like Margaret Sanger and saying it. And then who is making money off of those baby parts? They don't mind black babies being cut up and sold because they're making money off of them. They don't care about the consequences of such an act, whether or not it's going to put the mother at higher risk of any later on mental disorders. I mean, not physical disorders, as well as mental disorders. They don't care. Abort those babies, let us make some money off of those parts. And make sure that the black babies are an endangered species, according to what this Democrat wanted to propose. I mean, propose. That is very hard, dark, dismal, and demonic, as far as I'm concerned. But we have to get ourselves focused on what's going on in our great America and fight back and push back. And let people know the difference between socialism, Marxism, communism, and the republic that we enjoy.
Absolutely. And it is important. It is a form of racism.
If
black women are being targeted for abortion, there was a billboard that was put up that said, abortion is health care. Abortion is not health care. Abortion is taking the life. Regardless of where you stand on abortion politically, you're pro-choice, pro-life, the bottom line is this. Abortion is a medical procedure that ends the life of an unborn child.
That's it.
That's the bottom line. And it's striking how the governor of Virginia, a licensed pediatrician who advocated that even after the baby is born, if the mother doesn't want the baby, now this is a born baby who survived an abortion, that baby could be killed. Ladies and gentlemen, that's flat-out murder.
It's child murder. That's right. You know, what happened to, you know, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal, and they are endowed with unalienable rights, you know, for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. These children deserve to have an opportunity to live. You know, these dark-hearted secular humanists have more compassion for a convicted killer, even if he tortured and murdered 10 people, including 5 children. They don't want him to get a death penalty because they say that's cruel. But they'll sit back behind the desk and say, give the death penalty to these babies. And even so, they're paused. How low can you go? That's very low.
Yes, and that's literally true. Gavin Newsom of California governor advocated abolishing the death penalty.
Yes.
And there was one case, and I don't want to be too morbid, but where this convicted murderer killed a mother and 2 of her children.
Yes.
And he's on death row in California. They care more about the convicted. We're not talking alleged convicted murderers than they do for innocent babies. The Democratic Party is upside down.
It is.
It's upside down. They've always had a troubled history because out of the Democratic Party came the Klan, the Ku Klux Klan. There's been a lot of racism in the Democratic Party. But, you know, the Democratic Party, they were able to successfully brainwash over 90% of black people to vote for them automatically. And that's very sad. And consistently. Your book goes into that, and you explain how that brainwashing took place.
Yes.
And could you touch on that just a little bit, Barbara, please?
Yes. Now, let me give you the title of the book, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations by Barbara from Harlem. And it's at all, you know, popular book outlets, like Amazon, like Simon & Schuster, et cetera, even Walmart. You know, so thank God for that. You know, it's been sad, but they've been working on the minds of particularly black people and others, too, for a long time. And then with black people having the numbers so devastating with children being born to single-headed households, they know that they're easy picking.
Yeah.
Because they don't have their father and mother validating them, affirming them, giving them confidence, teaching them the critical skills of thinking for yourself. So they are very easy to be picked off. And you see, I think they do it with the freebies. You'll get this free. You don't need a man in the house. It takes the government to raise your child. They don't even want you to say it takes a mother and father committed to one another to raise a child. That's not in their vocabulary. They don't want that because this way you're not a victim. If you have a husband working and providing and protecting, you're not their victim.
Exactly.
And they need victims to carry out their ideology. So my book goes into all of that, how they've been so successful and what we need to do, because we need to have a turnaround in this country. We need to explain to those who don't know the difference between Marxism, capitalism, socialism. We need to explain it to them. We need to explain it to them how these countries who have been under socialism, been under communism, oh, they suffer tremendous loss of their population and poverty and misery. Capitalism, while it's not perfect, everybody has an equal opportunity. Everybody can succeed. Everybody can live a portion of the American dream. Nobody is going to stop you from buying a home. My book explains how before I was 21 years old, I had money that we could put on a down payment, and we moved into a predominantly white neighborhood in Queens Village, New York. And no one burned a cross on our lawn. They accepted us with open arms. As long as we kept our lawn clean, didn't be proved to be bad neighbors, and we worked for what we got. No one gave it to us. And my book goes into all of that because we need to turn America back to God, back to being great, and back to, you know, the land of the free because of the brave.
Wow, beautifully said, Barbara. Barbara, you bring up a good point because America, it was not founded on a socialism.
No.
And as soon as the government is able to give you and you're accepting free things from the government, then the government, in a sense, owns you. It can control you. And that is what's happened with black people.
Yes.
Before FDR and the New Deal, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the 1930s, the New Deal, which was a form of socialism, a lot of black people were Republican. The Republican Party was found in part to end slavery.
What a slavery.
Because the Democratic Party wouldn't end slavery.
That's right.
A lot of black people were Republicans.
Yes.
The switch, the transfer happened around the 1930s due to the New Deal. And so you've had, as a result, generations of black people on social welfare programs, Section 8, food stamps, this or that voucher, SSI. And what it has done, these programs are safety nets. They are not supposed to be used as a way of life.
No.
They are safety nets. We are in a capitalist society, and it is a way. It is a kind of a survival of the strongest, right? Survival of the fittest. But we have safety nets for people who are disabled, who are struggling. But it's not meant for you to live on on and on your generations. And that is what's happened to too many black people. They're not focusing and pursuing the American dream. And that's hard work, being industrious. That's the American dream, buying a home, owning property. But we believe the Democrats are the victims.
Yes.
And I said last week, and I'll repeat it this week. We go to church and we say, and it's based on scripture, with Christ I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Yes.
But then we fall into, well, I'm going to vote for Democrats because they're going to get me free housing, free phone, free this. Nothing in this life is free.
Nothing.
That means what you're getting free, I have to pay for. That's not the American way of life. You are here to pursue your talents, your gifts that God has given you. But if you're just laying back and relying on the government, you will not have an incentive to put yourself in the marketplace, pursue your talent, and pursue your gifts. And that means you're more than likely not going to fulfill the destiny that God has for you. Don't let the liberals snuff that out. They want to separate us from God by telling us, well, the government will take care of you. We want socialism. When you study the history of socialism and communism, it excludes God. That's very important. When you have black pastors like in Brooklyn and other places espousing socialism, that is in direct contradiction to the word of God. Barbara, your thoughts?
And when the government gives it to you at the expense of the taxpayers, when the taxpayers say no more, you're out of luck. If the government, you're waiting for the government to give it to you, don't forget the government can take it away.
Exactly.
You know, I was talking to a gentleman in Harlem who grew up in Harlem. We went to some of the same schools. Well, he lived in a housing project in Harlem. But when they wanted to build a high-rise for people who are making six figures, they told him, and this is what he told me, you either take this apartment in Brooklyn or you're homeless. Because he didn't want to go to Brooklyn. He knew nothing about Brooklyn. But those were his choices. He got affordable housing for as long as they wanted him there. But when they wanted him out, they said, you're homeless or you go to Brooklyn. That's what, if you depend on the government to be your God, to do for you what only the God in heaven will do, then you will be caught up a creek without a paddle. Because when they want to change the program, they'll forget about you. Mm-hmm. All you can matter and count is when it's time to vote. Keep them in office so they can have the power to control you.
Absolutely. We're going to be going to a break in about 2 minutes or less. But you're absolutely right, Barbara. And this is how the Democrats have been. They've been fooling black people to think, yeah, man, I don't have to get a job. I'm going to unemployment. This is not what we're meant to do.
No.
We're not meant to sit home and get freebies. We were given by divine purpose. We were given talents and gifts that we are to pursue to help society. There's a video that someone I knew did about an out of her own pocket to help people with suicide. I mean, this is what makes America great. It's called Freedom Sleep.
That's right.
And this is what makes America great. You put your product on the market to help people, to sell, whatever. This is what America is about. It's not about just waiting for someone to hand you something. We're here while we have the time to make a difference.
That's right.
To contribute, not just get something free.
Absolutely.
So we're about to go on a break, and I want
free,
to talk.
You don't have any vested interest in it.
Exactly.
Free, you don't take care of it like as you would take care of it if you worked for it and you acquired it yourself. So, I mean, you know, really nothing is free.
Exactly.
You're going to pay one way or the other. I think we're going to go to break, and we want you to stay right there on DDV Radio and continue with the second half of our urban story.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Home Bridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Home Bridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
Okay, here we are for the second half of our urban story. And I hope you've enjoyed the first half, and we're going to continue on that roll. Ms. Diamond, you said there were some things that you wanted to discuss.
Yes, first and foremost, I want to thank our producer. We've been on the road the last couple of Saturdays.
Yes, we have.
Thank you, Robbie, for holding down the fort. We'll see you next Saturday in person in New Jersey. Secondly, before we talk about Easter and the importance of it, I want to touch on the fire at Notre Dame Yes. The famous, probably the most famous cathedral in the entire world, in Christendom. So it was a fire. It will be restored. But what struck me about the fire at Notre Dame, which is still being investigated, it seems a little fishy to me.
Right.
But you had Muslims, not all Muslims, let me be very, very clear, but you had some who were putting smiley faces on social media. Some saying it was the will of Allah that the Notre Dame caught on fire. But as a bigger story, ladies and gentlemen, it's not just about Notre Dame and a few Muslims. I'm not going to blame all the whole Muslim community. I'm making silly comments. But more importantly, ladies and gentlemen, churches have been burning in France for a while. Several churches have been destroyed. Now, there is a correlation between the uptick in Muslim migration to France and the destruction of churches. Now, this is a story you will not really get on mainstream media. I want you to Google, you can Google Notre Dame, but also Google churches being burned in France. And there were a couple of churches being burned in Louisiana, I won't forget that, this past week. So there is an attack on Christianity. And we are in the midst of Holy Weekend. We had Good Friday yesterday, Good Saturday, and tomorrow is Resurrection Sunday. And besides the Notre Dame fire, I also wanted to keep in mind those persecuted Christians all over the world, but particularly in Africa. In Africa and Nigeria, Christians are being hunted down and slaughtered by militant Muslims. There is a campaign in Nigeria, in Malawi, in Egypt, where you have Coptic Christians to kill Christians. And I just have to send a message to Muslims, militant Muslims, you will never kill Christianity. You will never kill Judaism. You can't do it. You won't kill us. We worship the true and living God. But I want you to keep an eye as they unravel the Notre Dame investigation. Now, some politically correct leaders, like the president of France, Emmanuel Macron, will try to hide it if it comes to light that it may have been arson that destroyed part of Notre Dame. They may try to hide it in order to protect the feelings of Muslims, but we want the truth. But I will say the central cross in Notre Dame is still standing, and I think that's significant. Barbara, I may have you fighting a cold. You say, well, that's all right.
And the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob will always stand. They will not destroy him. They will not destroy his people. You know, I saw something on Facebook where a Muslim climbed up on some statue that had a figure of Jesus. And he was chipping at it and chipping at it, and people were throwing things at him. You know, I mean, I wish these people would stay in their land. Because if the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob offends them so much, which I can understand it, because you worship an opposite God, why are you here in our land? Why don't you stay in the land of Sharia and cutting your heads off? You know, and we have to be aware of these people. We don't worship the same God. And they have infiltrated, you know, just like Omar and the other one.
What's Rashida?
Rashida. Yes, they have infiltrated our government. But they're not here to help it improve. They're here to tear it down. They hate Israel because they hate the God of Israel. Period. And they'll never like Israel. And they know that and Israel will not fall because God has made an everlasting covenant. But we as Christians, we're the offshoot of Judaism. That's why they don't like us either. And for us to support them in anything, I think that that's a violation of our duty to God. Period. That's how deeply I feel about it. So, you know, we have to keep our eye on it. And Macron, I think he's, you know, foolish. Number one, he's let the Muslims take over part of Paris.
Right.
Paris has been destroyed from within. And we're not going to let that happen to America by the grace of God.
Yes, and I like the fact that President Trump has let the Pope know, Pope Francis, I mix up the Pope.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm not crazy about this Pope. Anyway, but the bottom line is the president has offered his support to the Pope and to the president of France, Macron, to help rebuild Notre Dame. I think there's a GoFundMe or something set up. I want to move on because I think the Mueller report, we got to touch on that.
Oh, definitely.
As we all know by now, Robert Mueller was, I don't want to say the word hired, but he was commissioned to investigate whether or not Donald Trump and or his campaign colluded with Russian officials to throw the election, the 2016 presidential election, to now President Trump against Hillary Clinton. Well, Mueller delivered his report to the Attorney General, William Barr. And William Barr, a couple of weeks ago, released a summary saying that no collusion, which is technically not a crime, conspiracy is a crime, but collusion itself is not a crime. Well, there was no collusion and no obstruction by President Trump. The Democrats and the media demanded that William Barr, the Attorney General, release more parts of the report. So Attorney General Barr held a press conference yesterday in which he repeated no collusion, no obstruction, no crime committed by President Trump. That's not good enough for Democrats. They still want to keep this going. They want to call Robert Mueller before Congress. Now, he worked on this. He spent $30 million
at least,
2,000 subpoenas, hundreds of witnesses to try to find something on this president. And they found nothing. But the liberals will not let it go. Barbara, your take.
Well, my thoughts are those who voted for these same liberals that don't want to believe that there was no collusion, and collusion was not a crime, as Ms. Diamond has said, there was no obstruction. People who voted for them need to reconsider how they vote. Because instead of the people like Maxine Waters, John Lewis, et cetera, Nadler, concentrating on their districts, concentrating on how can I make life better for these Americans that supported me, that voted for me. I took an oath on the Constitution that I would uphold it. How can I improve that oath that I took? They're forgetting about that oath as far as the Constitution is concerned, because the Constitution is not going to tell people that even if they're innocent, you have to keep on probing until you find something to complain about. They're not living up to their oath. They lied when they put their hands on the Bible, if they did. And we the people who have the power under the Constitution need to hold them accountable. If any of you out there are the dedicated Democrats that keep these people in office, please rethink your vote. Think about, number one, God. Think about, number two, your country. And how do you want to leave it, in what shape for those coming behind you? I hope you have that much humanity that you'll think about others and rethink voting for people who don't care if you live or die, because they want the illegals to come in and flood your communities. They don't care if you live or die, as long as they stay in office and get rich.
Yes, thank you, Barbara. You may hear some background noise because we're at Walmart and we're recording the show here. Interesting. But I want to touch on what you said. You know, President Trump gave it back to the liberals. Listen, you don't want to vet the illegals. You want them, let them just walk over the border. No better if some of them are carrying communicable diseases.
Yes.
They don't care. So President Trump said, okay, you don't care to vet them. They should just be let in. We'll send them to your sanctuary cities and your sanctuary states, because you have cities like San Francisco that even if they have a criminal illegal, they will not turn this person over to ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement, if I'm having it correct. They will not turn this illegal criminal alien over to ICE. So Trump said, we'll put them in your communities. The liberals balked. How dare you? Now you see the liberal hypocrisy. Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, she doesn't want these illegal aliens dumped in her community, but then she doesn't mind if they're dumped in Harlem, Newark, Irvington, Patterson, different urban areas. They're put on us.
She doesn't want them climbing over her wall.
Right, exactly.
Privacy or anything. But
they are such hypocrites. And as Barbara has said earlier, when illegals flood the United States, the first jobs that go and people impacted the most are African Americans, particularly those who need entry-level jobs.
Amen.
You see, ladies and gentlemen, let me break it down very simply. The Democrats don't care about us as black people. They view us as a voting bloc. They want us to be permanent victims so that they have this permanent voting bloc. But a number of African Americans, and Barbara, you've been on the frontier of this for over 20 years, are walking away, and we're part of Blexit, the black exit from the Democratic Party. People like you, Candace Owens, Diamond
and
Silk, Barbara's walked away a long time ago.
That's right.
And as someone suggested, it would be great if we could do a tour all together to just explain what's been going on and how the brainwashing has been so deep that black people will accept almost any policy that the Democrats espouse, even if it's harmful to our community.
Case in point,
you don't need a father in the home. You don't need a man in the home. We'll give you more welfare if there's no man in the home. And you see the effects in the black community. The black family has been decimated.
Yes, it has.
Virtually destroyed because of that mindset that you don't need a man in the home. But children absolutely need a father in the home. But too many black people have bought into it, and it has almost destroyed us.
Absolutely.
Barbara, I want you to touch on that, and please tell us, I guess also in the spirit of Easter, how we can help restore the black family and community.
Well, you know, this time of the year, I pray that the churches who will be opening their doors will start realizing that the Constitution of the United States is for religious and moral people. And we need to get back to that so that we can understand what the Constitution means in our lives. For so many years, I've been going to church, and I've heard nothing from the pulpit, particularly in the black church, about morality. Once we start talking about morality and the sanctity of marriage, and what a privilege it is to have one's life blessed with offspring after that male and that female, that mother and that father come together as one flesh, and they nurture that child that God has given them. They nurture, they validate that child, because our children are not being validated. Our children are not feeling significant. So any style you come up with, regardless of how bizarre, they're going to fall into doing it because they want to feel like they belong. And the family needs to be restored to restore our country.
Thank you. And in the spirit of Easter, let's return and seriously return to the Word of God.
Amen.
Not just in words, but in deed. As I've said before, black people, to me, we are in the proverbial wilderness. And we need to return to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who gave us Yeshua, Jesus, who died according to what is written in the Bible,
yes,
on what we call Good Friday. And 3 days later, on what we call Easter or Resurrection Sunday,
yes,
he rose again. Easter is the most significant of all Christian holidays, because without that resurrection, we would be lost. We would have no hope. As Paul wrote, I believe, in 1 Corinthians 15. And so we believe, based on eyewitness testimony, and because we know that the Bible, various parts of the Bible, have been tested and proven to be true, we believe that Yeshua, the Messiah, died for our sins and rose again.
Thank God.
Barbara, touch on that.
That's the only saving grace that we have in this world. Because, you know, we can't put our trust in flesh. And it wasn't flesh that made this country. Most of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, I believe it was, were Christians or theologians. They studied the Bible. They, you know, the first schools that were started here in Massachusetts, the clergy were the teachers. The clergy, the Ten Commandments was upheld and honored.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when we let Marion O'Hare
just stripped the schools of the Ten Commandments. We took the commandments out, and look at how many shootings have come in. We have to realize that God, with Him blessing America, He wants to protect us by giving us His word. He's not trying to deprive anyone of a good time.
Right.
But the best time you can ever have is a time you spend in the Lord. The best time you can ever have is studying His word and finding out what path should I follow, and ask God to lead you in the path of righteousness for His name's sake, your safety, and your happiness.
Absolutely. As I said before, we're in Quincy, Massachusetts, which has a lot of history. We were at the John Quincy Adams home, the home that John Quincy Adams, his son, his father's son, president. We visited that house. We're going to come back in November,
yes,
God willing, to visit the Church of the President. That's here, and they pronounce it Quincy, Massachusetts, although it says Quincy. This is very important because it speaks to the founding of this country. As we said before, this country was absolutely founded on Judeo-Christian values and nothing else.
No doubt about that.
Before we go, I want to make sure we thank the ladies of the 603 Alliance great Saturday, last Saturday, in Nashua, New Hampshire. We did our radio show from there. It was great. We got great feedback. Thank you for all those who listened.
Far Rockaway.
And we were in Far Rockaway, Queens,
yes,
Monday night. We had a fantastic time with the Republicans there. They received us very well.
Very well.
And we're here in Quincy, Massachusetts. We'll be back in the studio next Saturday. Barbara.
It's been a wonderful time, and we hope to do more because we want to get the message out. Because America deserves better than what the Democrats are offering. And not only just the Democrats. I mean, there are some Republicans who are wacky, you know, just like Mitt Romney. Why he keeps badgering the president, I guess that's out of jealousy and envy. I hope he thinks about all of those children that he has and what they're going to think about him. Some of them are going to be very embarrassed at what he's doing because it makes no sense. The bottom line is our president is our president. All of those missions he went on as a Mormon. And, you know, they go on missions. What did it teach him? Did it teach him to be kind? Did it teach him to be honest? Did it teach him to be respectful? I mean, Romans 13 tells us to give honor where honor is due. Doesn't he at least know that? And let his ego just subside and work with the president. The only thing President Trump wants to do is make America great again. And he's having tremendous victory. And him and Marco Rubio and, Mike Lee, they need to stop their foolishness. You know, they hate Donald Trump because he's pro-God, pro-Trump, I mean, pro-Israel, pro-God, and pro-life. And then the thing about it, he doesn't owe them anything. And he can't be bought. And he's not a member of the swamp trying to get rich. He went into that office as a billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't even take a salary. And, you know, you can't help but to commend him for that. And around the world, they're respecting our president. He's making all sorts of deals and getting us out of bad deals. And Romney and them should respect that. Don't forget about those missions you went on, and you're such a Mormon missionary and all of that. Act like it.
Absolutely. Mitt Romney wants exposure and,
yes,
and PR at the expense of President Trump. The bottom line is, although Robert Mueller doesn't use the word innocent, I mean, that's not really, no one's really innocent in this, but there's no evidence that President Trump did anything illegal. He didn't fire Mueller. He allowed the investigation,
yeah,
which is really a witch hunt and a hoax, to go on unabated. He didn't stop it. There was no collusion, although they said there was evidence that the Russians tried to tinker with our election. There's no evidence that President Trump or any of his family members, campaign staff, participated in what the Russians wanted to do. What about Hillary Clinton and Uranium One?
and the dossier.
What about the dossier?
What about Obama and the Israeli?
So what now has to happen is, and I agree with President Trump, we need to investigate the investigators.
We do.
Because there was so much deep state activity to try to impeach a duly elected president on baseless grounds. There was
grounds
upon which to deny this man his presidency.
Absolutely.
And I thank God President Trump is strong. A weaker president, a weaker man, may have crumbled under the pressure. And this president has withstood a tremendous amount of pressure.
He's a New Yorker.
He's a New Yorker, right? We want to wish him and Melania a blessed Easter tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we thank the president for standing strong. I thank God every day that President Trump won the election in November 2016.
Amen. And we want to wish all of you a happy Resurrection Day. And we just pray that, you know, America turns back to God. Put him in the public square. And those of you who have morals and you know, please consider your loyalty to this party, because they have turned into ugly beasts. They have turned into socialists. Look at A.O. Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
The things that she said, and Nancy Pelosi and them are smiling.
Mm-hmm.
And Bernie Sanders. He's been a communist / socialist / Marxist for many, 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 many years. He's one of those self-hating Jews, that's what I call him, because he doesn't even identify with his Jewish heritage.
Mm-hmm.
But that was just like Karl Marx.
Mm-hmm.
Karl Marx was Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
You'd never know it.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to hold on tight, and we have to fight back. Push them back. Push these godless people back. And let's get united and protect these babies. These people want to follow in the pattern of Margaret Sanger, who was an evil woman. And she started out evil, and she ended up evil. But see, evil people don't even care where they're going to eternally spend their life. But, you know, we have our work cut out for us. But I do have high hopes, and I do think that we will beat the back. Look at how what we did during this last election. They swore that they'd be saying Madam President.
Yeah.
The newspapers, the polls,
yeah.
Every place you turn.
Yep.
Hillary was going to win.
Yep.
But we came out, we surprised them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we need to keep doing, coming out, sticking together, and making America great again together.
Yes, thank you, Barbara. You know, it's so important that we keep the faith. America is an exceptional nation.
Yes, it is.
You know, former President Obama refused to say that.
That's right.
Valerie Jarrett, his closest advisor, refused to say that. Refuse to acknowledge
they
that.
They won't leave.
Well, they won't leave because they won't have the privileges and the blessings that we have here. And I just want to circle back to Bernie Sanders. He is an avowed communist.
Yes.
Oh, socialist, to put it more politely.
Same thing, same difference.
But he admitted that he sold his book for profit, which is what a capitalist does.
That's right.
And he became a millionaire.
Yes.
So now he's pushing for communism, but he himself used a capitalist system by selling his book to become wealthy.
And Robert,
you see how hypocritical Obama pushed socialism. Yet Obama didn't donate the proceeds from his book or Michelle's best-selling book to charity. They kept the bulk of it, and now they're multi-millionaires.
And they do it through politics.
Exactly. And Michelle Obama made the unfortunate remark that Donald Trump is like a divorced dad. I mean, that's just so silly. They don't know what else to do with President Trump because he is the most successful, one of the most successful, most effective presidents in American history. And I'm not just saying that because I support him. This is based on all metrics, real prison reform for blacks, lowest unemployment rate for black people, same with Hispanics. And we can go on. More and more blacks own small businesses at this time than any other time under Donald Trump than any time in our history. Barbara, we have women left.
Okay, well, one thing, she can call him a divorced dad, but his daughters can call their father an immoral dad, who would support something that's unnatural and against God. And their dad voted against giving babies that survived an abortion any kind of medical treatment. So He may be a divorced dad, but he's not an immoral and dark-hearted dad.
Yes, we
that's
just
what I had to add.
All a wonderful Easter.
Yes.
Thank you all for your support. Remember, Barbara's book is Escaping the Racism
of Low
Expectations, and this is our urban story.
God bless all of you, and God bless America.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.